More than 10,000 people are now homeless in the Kansas City area, and finding a way to get around to appointments, shelters, and the like can mean the difference between breaking that cycle of homelessness and winding up back on the streets in crisis. The challenge has added strain to area emergency rooms and the community at large, but lately one man has taken on the problem head-on, giving rides around the clock to people in need. KCUR's Alana Gordon recently rode along with Car Wu and found out how a seemingly simple gesture has set in motion some dramatic changes.
Are we ready? Come on.
On a late fall afternoon, Car Wu picks up Brooke Birdsong and her two young children from a downtown family shelter. Birdsong needs a way to get her seven-month-old, who's been sick for over a week, to the hospital. Until 1 a.m. every day, Car Wu, a slender man with dark, shoulder-length hair that's graying around his ears, drives around this brightly painted minivan with the Gandhi quote, "Be the change," printed in big red letters on the side. He drives the van between hospitals, domestic violence shelters, schools, bridges, treatment centers, even jails, helping people who are homeless.
They're surprised at what we do. They say, you're just going to take us to a safe place without charging us? No questions asked.
Wu says Birdsong's situation is not unusual, with a growing number of families now making up about half of Kansas City's homeless population. Birdsong says a drug charge from 6 years ago means she's ineligible for housing assistance. She's saving up for a permanent place, but it's been tough.
I would stay with family members for, like, off and on for a year. Then we would go to shelter to shelter to shelter. And it's not good on the kids because emotional and all that. I know it takes effect on them because I see it through my two-year-old every day, like on a daily basis. It's really hard for her to cope and understand why we're there.
And she says getting to important appointments like this one, in a spread-out region where buses don't always go where you need to be, when you need to be there, can make matters worse. But not if Wu can help it.
How are you doing?
Oh, hello, Wu. I'm glad to see you.
Yeah, I saw you walking. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Wu slows down next to a guy walking with a crutch on 47th Street.
I can take you there real quick. Come on, okay. Get in.
Wu's driven around so much, he burned out his first van. He has two now, and two staff members to help him. He takes calls directly from people and from hospitals, shelters, even libraries. But Wu emphasizes his group, called Artists Helping the Homeless, is not a cab service.
A taxi cab can go to a hospital, pick up a patient, drop them off, that's it.
Instead, during that maybe 20-minute ride, Wu gets to know people, and he follows up with them, sometimes for months, taking them to appointments, checking in on them, and connecting them with the right services. That last part sometimes involves a bit of detective work. It's about 4 p.m. now. The sun hovers over Kansas City, and Wu heads downtown in search of a guy. We'll call Danny for privacy purposes. Last week, a hospital called Wu and asked him to bring Danny to a shelter. Wu's kept in touch with him, and he soon realized the situation was far more complex than anyone had initially thought.
In a week's time, we learned, because we've been making all the phone calls, tracking everywhere, a simple homeless case that we thought was a simple homeless case actually have a lot more drama in between. Apparently that he was living in a nursing home in Western Kansas somewhere, but somehow he wandered off to get to Kansas City.
He was never reported missing, either. Wu says Danny suffered a head injury as a kid and has a lot of mental health issues. He worries about his personal safety out on the streets now. He's already been attacked. We turn on 12th Street, where a guy with a food cart waves us down in front of City Hall.
Did he want something? Yes, sir.
Hey, Wu, how you been doing?
Great.
Long time no see.
Hey, how are you? Do you have that booth there?
Yeah.
What are you selling?
I sell Italians, I sell brats, Polish, smoked, jumbo, all beef hot dogs.
Oh, nice. Are you still at City Union Mission or no?
Yeah, I used to. Matter of fact, you dropped me off at City Union last year.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, with a little bit of help and stuff, I managed to get a full-time job and I don't even live there no more.
Good for you. I'm so excited.
Wu asks Billy Ward if he's seen Danny.
Do you see he's around 27. He's a small guy like me, like my size.
I haven't.
If you see him, call me.
I will.
Okay.
Wu stops at a few other places. The movie theater where Danny called from earlier. Some shelters. But no luck. Danny's still missing.
Good evening. Okay, that's fine. We'll come get him. Thank you. Is he discharged now?
By the time it's dark, Wu's focus shifts from following up with people to responding to emergency calls. Wu didn't plan to do this kind of work. He grew up in Hong Kong and came to the States for school with barely any money and barely speaking the language. He spent close to 30 years working in retail, selling art and making it. It was only when he moved his store 5 years ago to a spot on the plaza next to Mill Creek Park that Wu, rather inadvertently, started connecting with people who were homeless.
And then I walk my dog every day with my look, and I have a Dalmatian, so we are very friendly looking.
People would approach him. He also served food in the park with volunteers every Sunday. And soon enough, Wu's art shop was looking more and more like a drop-in center for people. Meanwhile, across the street, St. Luke's, like many other hospitals across the country, was trying to figure out what to do about homeless people that were coming into the ER not because of a heart attack or other health emergency, but for things like food and shelter. Staff said it wasn't a good use of emergency room resources. It wasn't addressing people's ongoing problems either. It was stretching community resources thin, too. So when St. Luke's learned about Wu, they approached him one day in the park and talked to him about setting up a citywide transportation program and helping to fund it. Wu saw transportation as a big barrier for people. He decided to close his art business. And since he started giving rides 2 years ago, he's helped to prevent hundreds of emergency situations across the metro. He's cut nearly in half the number of homeless visits to St. Luke's ER. Around 8 p.m., Wu gets a call from St. Luke's. When he gets there, 48-year-old John Autry is resting on a stretcher. His clothes are stained with fresh blood. Autry follows Wu to the car.
I got punched in the nose by another supposed homeless person.
Wu hands Autry his card, talks with him a bit, and brings him to a shelter. Wu says he doesn't think about why a person's in the crisis they're in. Instead, he focuses on what's best for them in that moment. He also doesn't ask anyone to change.
It's always, if you're ready, if you want to, we will be there for you. Because that approach is a little bit more realistic, because you can't ask people to change. When is the last time you and I changed? Because someone said, oh, you didn't do this right, do it, change. But we don't. We do the way we wanted to do. So, but our approach is we don't judge. We don't do anything. We just say, when you're ready, you call us and we'll be there for you.
For Jim Alt, a biker with a curly ponytail and a meth addiction, who now volunteers for Wu, that happened this past summer.
A friend of mine told me about him and said that he'd be, you know, good to talk to about things that I needed to, and he'd understand me more than anybody else.
When we first met him, we literally pulled him off the creek. He was at Brush Creek, soaking wet, and he was having an episode of issues. For some reason, he called me.
And you had never met him before?
I never met him before.
Wu says even with transportation, finding a safe place for people who want to change can be a huge challenge. Shelters, transitional housing, treatment centers are often full or have waiting lists ranging from a few days to a few weeks. And going back on the streets in the meantime, Wu says, runs the risk a person might end up in the same situation that caused a crisis in the first place. Wu plans to open a center next year to help address this. 19-year-old Stephen McCoyle is staying in that building right now.
Everybody goes through hit and misses on opportunities, but as a homeless youth, it's harder because when you hit and then you miss, you can't turn around and have any support.
When Wu met McCoyle a year and a half ago, he'd been couch hopping and staying at various adult and youth centers. He'd stopped school and was running out of options.
It sucks. You try and get some normality into it, try and do things that are normal, and then at the end of the day, everybody goes off in their own way and goes to their house, and then you're just like, well, where do I go? You're stressed, worried about your stuff at night, or if anybody's going to mess with you, or it's horrible.
We'll help McCoyle get back into school, giving him rides to and from there every day.
I've done more in the year that I've been with Wu than I have my whole life, just off of him motivating me.
Good evening. Okay, what is her goal? What does she need? Does she need to go to a shelter tonight? What is the goal?
By the time it hits 1 in the morning, Wu has made a lot more stops throughout the metro. He brings a woman who was discharged from Truman late at night to a treatment center. He picks up and drops off prescriptions to several people with chronic health problems who wouldn't have been able to get their medicine otherwise. Wu says these long days don't bother him.
If you're passionate about something, if you believe in something you do, you will give the 120% effort.
He says he's looking forward to following up with more people tomorrow, when, I learn, within 40 minutes of driving around, he'll find Danny walking around, the man with mental health issues who was missing today, and get him checked into a safe place. After that, he'll follow up with many others, whenever they call, whether that be day or night. Reporting for Casey Currents, I'm Alana Gordon.